a game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
Doomsdale is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon. When it's properly used, it's almost invincible.
Welcome to another episode of the Alski Show right here at All The Right. Big shout out to my brother George. We'll give a couple of shout outs to the brothers Dref, DMS Crew, Ezak, MQ Ism, Scam, Hasp, KOG Crew, Mr. Wesso, my little man First, EGM Crew, Dark Scene, Mr. Kid Kite, TMR, 365, Ecto, Fabricio's, and Texa, Kane GFY Crew, Dune, and everybody else out there doing their thing. Now, I got to introduce to you someone we all know doing a big thing, so to speak, from Chi Land, my brother, no other, Mr. Goal. What's up, Goal?
Yo, Alski. Got Mr. Joe Gobino, Shaolin's finest.
That's right.
Today, baby.
It's the Woo.
Shout out to the RZA.
There you go. I mean, we know each other. There's no need to beat around the bush.
Yes.
Let's get down to the basics and shit. You know, of course, I consider you OG status. You've been putting in the fucking work.
Thank you very much.
Like no other, my brother, Mr. Gold.
No breaks.
No breaks in between, no mistakes allowed, and all that good shit. You're starting to go on a tear once again. Word. I mean, it's not like you ever slept. Let's not get it twisted, yeah. So these people know. But you've been producing some blockbuster type of shit.
Yeah, I'm on some jumbo shit, like the Jumbotron. You know what I'm saying?
House
old school shit. Yeah. Well, jumbo shit right now.
That's funny because that's exactly what I was gonna say. You're bringing it back to the blockbuster era. Now I'm sort of the type to say, I believe I was a blockbuster king back in my fucking day. And you're bringing it back to the blockbuster era. And there's a lot of motherfuckers out there doing blockbusters as well. But one of my favorites was, I believe that's The End Line.
Yeah.
It actually looked like some fucking shit out of a fucking movie where they have a fake set type of shit because you're looking at the track and this fucking goal is so huge. Who rocked next to you?
My man Senna, S-E-N-A.
And Senna. And Senna
is
definitely a favorite of mine. Now, Senna, was he originally from Brooklyn?
He's a Coney Island cat.
He's a Coney Island cat. Now,
he's been doing his little traveling thing.
I gotta give him props. Always loved his style.
That whole part of Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? I grew up on that shit because I'm close to Staten. So I got mad respect for all them heads. They put the battery in my back, you know?
Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
Like my special guest I brought today with me, you know what I'm saying?
And he's from that part of BK. We do have a special guest in the house.
Yeah.
But it's funny because, you know, the more rooftops you're hitting, you know, the people driving by in a BQ.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, certain areas, construction areas.
We don't have to talk about that shit. But
No, I'm just saying in general, you pretty much got a lot of spots locked down.
Yeah, I like that whole high-profile shit, you know what I'm saying?
Cause absolutely.
I'm like deep in my career right now, so I don't want to risk myself on that bullshit, like corny shit on the street that's going to get buffed in fucking 2 days and shit. I like that high-profile shit.
High spots?
You know, yeah.
Big spots?
Like all these new jack niggas coming out with the ladders and shit. That's a pretty cool idea, you know what I'm saying? But whatever. I'll jump on that shit, you know, I'll do my shit, whatever.
But you have, so don't say you will.
Yeah, no, I know, I've been going in. You know what I'm saying? I got like three ladders in my trunk right now.
You got the jetpack going on. I see what you're doing. It's funny because me personally, I really don't like the jetpacks. You know, it fucking, God forbid you fall, break your fucking head. Yeah, you know, I mean, right. There's certain risks we take.
That's like the only exercise I get in my life, you know what I'm saying? I'm a lazy dude.
Yeah, well, that, you know, that's career choice, you know? But bring us back to when it all started, you know, with your career. Yeah. What persuaded you?
Well, I was writing, I started out, I had a whole bunch of different tags, just like everyone else. I started out writing epic in the late 80s. You know what I'm saying? That shit was pretty ill. I was just a neighborhood cat, just like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was one cat in my neighborhood that really, he was ahead of his time. This guy, RB, had fresh styles, all that shit. He introduced me to everything, you know what I'm saying? There was some cats on Staten, Scope 2, Mars, Take 5. They were, you could check them out in Videograph 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They had a dope segment in there. I looked up to them guys. I was biting their styles and shit, whatever, like 91, 92, 93. But I was only a fucking little kid, you know what I'm saying? You're allowed to do that shit then. You know?
No, I remember 90, 90, 91, 92, you started crushing Queens, and I actually thought you were from Queens until I started seeing your shit in Staten Island.
Yeah, I wish I did more in Queens.
You actually had a spot not too far from where we are right now. And I was looking at it. I'm like, yo, this guy got a nice style. And, of course, it's because, you know, I'm towards the AL on the goal.
Work.
You know what I'm saying? And the AL is the
shit.
That's
how we connect, homie.
And I remember, I'm like, yo, this kid's fucking starting to put some work in. And back then also, shout out to Gizza.
Word.
He put it in, and it was like the two G's coming out, fucking just destroying shit.
Yeah, he was always nice. He came out to Staten and shit. He did some shit,
and he was BP crew. Yeah. Shout out to BP. You know, and it was funny because it was like the big fucking outlines and you know, just in general the work that you started putting in, and it was just like basically popping up and out of everywhere you went.
Yeah, I went crazy for it.
You know, I mean, you got to admit. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. When you're bombing, when you're fucking zoned in, sometimes we don't pay attention to what's around.
Yeah.
You know, basically, I want that spot and
that's
what
it,
you
yo.
Do
yeah.
it, you know.
I would have court and I would do the most fill-ins the night before court, right? And I would always get away with that shit. And it started turning into like a good luck ritual for me, you know what I'm saying?
Like a rabbit's foot.
Yeah, so like the night before court, I would go out with like 30 cans and do whatever, like 30, 40 spots. And I was always dating a girl that wrote graffiti, so whatever. That was always a fun way to get over and shit.
Well, yeah, because you had the girl on the side. It was an easy getaway type of thing.
Yeah, life was good back then, you know what
I'm
saying?
Absolutely. Not that it's not good today.
Yeah.
When you're an
adult, it's a lot different. You know, these kids will learn.
Actually born, raised Staten Island?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So it was always a Staten Island thing?
Yeah, it's comfortable, man. It's fucking clean. It's quiet. You know what I'm saying? You can have a nice big house with a pool and shit. And you don't got
to say it's clean because you fucking bomb everything. I mean,
nah, man. Those days are over. I can't even catch a pencil tag on Staten Island.
Yeah, because
again.
They know who you are. Yeah. Now, what's the deal with everybody saying a fucking Staten Island's the lost borough?
I don't know, man. The first person I heard to ever say that was this guy, Mars. You know what I'm saying? The guy I was just speaking of that I came up on. He said that in Videograph 2, actually, the Forgotten Borough, and it stuck. And now it's a famous phrase. And it came from this guy, Mars' mouth, though, in 92, 93 in Videograph.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy.
It is crazy because, you know what? Whether people know that Mars did say that or not, it is the catchphrase for Staten Island. And I'm guilty of it as well. But for anybody that does visit Staten Island, there's a lot of good fucking graph artists.
There is a lot of artists that come
out of Staten Island.
There really is.
Could it be because it's the, you know, the one way in, one way out type of shit? What is it?
I think, yo, in the early days, there was no bullshit on Staten. Everybody was burning, and you really, you know, there was a lot of spots where you could go rock and shit, and really, people didn't have nothing else to fucking do except for practice. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Whatever, I guess maybe some people, like, whatever, your family came from money and shit, so you always had a house and shit, you didn't have to worry about that rent and all that shit, like, you know, growing up, so you could go out and you could fucking paint every fucking day, and of course you're gonna get better, No. Well,
yeah, absolutely. I would hope so.
Too bad 90% of them fucking never left the island. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame because I hate wasted talent. You know what I'm saying?
This is true. Did you ever meet Chris, Robots Will Kill?
Yeah.
He's from Staten Island. Yeah. I mean, he had a little graph history, and he's got his character going on.
Yeah, that's good people. He always represented and showed me love. He's a great guy.
Yeah, great
good people.
Guy.
So. And I used to paint with his man, C-O-L, Cole,
mm-hmm.
like in childhood days, yo, like, forget, like, early, you know, I give him props, yo, because he was there from day one, even before I wrote Goal, and he's still out there doing some cool shit. He flipped his style into the art, like, more artsy world, you know,
mm-hmm.
than the graffiti shit, but he's still out there painting every day, traveling, and dedicates his life to that shit.
Listen, I have to say, he does put in his work. I mean, other than Robots Will Kill, yourself, just spit out a couple of other.
I really don't like to be
writers that
I don't like to be giving people shout outs and shit and respect on shows like this that a lot of people hear because niggas ain't giving me no fucking love in the streets. I ain't getting no permission walls or phone calls
maybe,
shit like that.
Maybe
so
I,
all
yeah,
of them
well,
niggas can suck my dick.
You know what? I gotta say is true because. How many times you want to go bombing and you just don't get that call?
Yeah.
Me, I got my tight-knit fucking people.
That's what. I keep it
and that's
my
it.
Shit from day one,
and,
yeah.
And you and I actually have been ready to start our venture as well.
I'm glad.
And fuck everybody.
You're totally the opposite. You know what I'm saying? You got your thing going on, and you got a network to represent for art, for good writers and shit. And you fucking reached out, you know what I'm saying? So I got nothing but respect for you. And
likewise,
I appreciate
likewise.
It, man. And, yo, I'm really pissed off that I didn't get to link with you this weekend and go rock all them fucking trains out.
Yeah, well, listen, I did call you. I did call you, man. And you did warn me that, you know, it's
yeah.
kind of hard for you to get up in the morning.
Yeah, man, I'm a party animal.
People, yeah, well, this is true. People will see the Alski goal.
Yeah. That shit is
explosion.
Around the corner, yeah.
Absolutely.
That shit is right around the corner.
I mean, I gotta give it to you because you got these fucking spots. Recently, I started seeing a lot of flicks of the gold freights. And,
yeah.
you know, I got me and my boy JRC and fucking
yeah.
Zeus and, you know,
Yeah, I see all those flicks.
We
too,
have
you know,
our little, you know, we have our little thing going on. And you know what? People talk a lot of shit regardless, but... When it comes down to it, you got to pick and choose because the people that you think are your boys, those are the ones that fuck you in the ass.
Yeah, definitely.
And
you gotta be careful.
Other than that, I don't like getting fucked in the ass, but you know what? Speak as you may, say what you want. I really don't give a fuck. I know what I do. I know what I put in, just like I know what you do and what you put in. So, bringing it back to that, let's just let the audience know what's it like on a good night. You know, of a street bomb.
Yo, I'm not like these new kids no more, man. I'm more strategic, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning and just rocking out my one joint a day, and I'm happy, yo. I'm not trying to fucking go fucking nuts like I did in, like, 90s and 2000s and shit. Every corner and all that shit. Those days are done. I got too much to lose, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm a grown man, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, your family's right around the corner. I don't want to put my business out there and shit and tell people what I got, but I got, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I don't want to lose it.
Absolutely. I mean, life does come before graffiti.
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
That's the way I look at it.
I mean,
family first.
I always used to say graffiti's like my bitch and my wife and shit, you know? But, like, I don't know, man. I think I want a fucking divorce nowadays, you know what I'm saying? This shit is too much work, man.
Well, everything's a lot of work. I mean... Shit, you know, every day is a struggle for everybody, whether you have it good or you have it bad. I mean, because there's certain things that you got to accomplish and just stupid shit gets thrown at you in the mix. So
yeah, some of these kids, I don't understand, man. Like, they fucking bomb. They're kings, right? Or whatever you want to call them. You know? They're all city, all country, all world. They have fillings everywhere. But they living in a fucking cardboard box and they have to go beg for a fucking cheeseburger, you know?
Well, that's
I don't know. Like, what the fuck, man? It's like, yo, it's worse. Like, the addiction of graffiti is fucking bad, man.
It's worse than drugs.
Yo, back in the day, I had a little problem and shit. And I had to go do a little program and shit. And I'm in the program, and I'm telling them that the graffiti addiction is worse than the fucking drug addiction. Mm-hmm. And they laughing at me. And the fucking
woman.
Because
they don't know.
And the woman wants me to write her name for her and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, you don't even. You're fucking making my addiction worse. And she's like, she don't realize how bad it was, right?
Yeah, because then, they just don't comprehend.
Then the woman took the train, right? And like 2 days later, she's like, oh my God, I saw your name on every inch of the fucking train track, though. She's like, what the fuck, you're crazy. I'm like, all right, now you know.
Yeah, isn't it amazing how people that don't know anything about graffiti, once they get a taste of it, of a story, how they start to recognize what's out there?
Yeah, they bugging out.
That's kind of ironic. I mean, you know what I get a kick out of? I get my daughter Juju, you know, she
better stick to permission walls.
Yeah, no, that's Chia. But Juju, the 4-year-old, she's like, "Daddy, are you doing the Alski show tonight?" I mean, I just eat it up. You know, it's from a 4-year-old saying, you know, Alski, it's the cutest thing. When you hear other people talking about you in general as a graffiti writer,
yeah.
do you ever get like the stories like, I wonder who that fucking idiot is, and
yeah, all the time,
you know,
yeah.
And you're just like there laughing and yeah, wow, that's funny.
Yo, I'll tell you a quick story right now, man.
Yeah, the mic is yours, bro. Tell me.
The last job I was on, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was working with a family member, right? So you have to be on your best behavior, of course.
Of course, right? Because you're representing the family.
Yes,
member.
So I was on my fucking best behavior, whatever, yo. No one knew nothing about nothing. Everything was fucking good. Yo, like a couple of weeks into the job, they had a box truck parked on the job site, right? And that shit got bombed up one night. And every morning we have a safety meeting in the morning. And during the safety meeting, they talking about the box truck getting graffiti on it. And how it was a hazard because whoever it was went onto the site and shit and wrote on the shit.
And it wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me. But that family member was giving me the fucking evil eye the whole time. You
yeah,
know?
They said, well, this motherfucker had some type of affiliation with it.
Well, I hope not, man. I hope not. But you never know. I mean, the kids that did it, they bombed the whole Ev, and they are real. I'm not saying their names, but they are real writers. Or they do outgo. They bomb a lot, you know, in New York. They bomb a lot.
Street bombing, the way it should be.
I'm hoping it had nothing to do with me.
Well, obviously it didn't. Obviously it didn't. Give us a little breakdown on the paint. You know, is it racking? I mean, back in the days, of course, it was racking. I mean, now, what do you do? I mean, we have such a big variety of paint.
I'm a good dude, man. I'm not a thief. I'm not gonna lie and tell people, oh, I go out and fucking rack man shit. Yo, I got whatever. I got some homies that go out and rack. It's hard times, you know what I'm saying? So I hit them off with a little guap. Instead of paying for 10 cans, I get fucking 100 cans for the price of 10. And they get a little money in their pocket, and I get my little fix of 100 cans, you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah, I ain't risking my fucking. If I'm going to get locked, it better be for something good. It ain't.
Yeah,
no,
I know. I could
bullshit.
Understand that. I mean, I got my little connect with my kills, and you know.
Yeah, I just
for all you guys listening out there, my kills collection is down to like maybe 3 cans, 4 cans. So hit me up. I'm a Montana black, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, that shit.
You know, I like the belt tan.
I like the kills, know, man.
But the kills, no. For the warfare that we are creating, the kills white is the shit.
These new stompers that we just did, you know, I did like a 3 gallons of black roller filling, and like a bag of kills for the outline. You know, that shit is gonna rock for years.
Listen, how many cans did it take to outline that shit between you and Senna?
That was like 15 cans of kills. But that's only one set, man. I did a set with my man Emo, MHS, out in Jersey. Those shits were fucking like 30 feet high. Those were fucking huge. Then I did another set of jumbo joints with Cat Poe. Like somewhere, I don't know. Those shits are pretty big.
Shout out Poe Willy Squad.
Yeah.
Good people, good people.
Yeah, I like his shit, man. Old school throw is perfect every time, you know. Yo, I don't know, man. I just been doing the jumbos, yo. That's my shit right now, yo. Whatever, yo. I don't know, man. All these new cats are whack, bro. Their fillings are pretty fucking toy and whack and generic. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's the same fucking stupid throwy for the last, I don't even know how many years, man. 30 years. Same throw. You can't come up with some fucking new letters, man. You go on the internet and bite some shit.
Bobby, I gotta say, you know, sometimes it's nice when you see the consistency of someone's shit. But like me personally, I mean, if you take note of shit that I've done, I don't think I could ever do the same fucking. It always looks the same, but the letters are never the same.
Because you have that mentality, the old school mentality.
You know,
man.
It just goes. Whatever comes out of that fucking cap, that's what comes out, bro.
And your shit is nice, yo, and whatever, yo. But these new kids, man, I don't understand what the fuck is up with them, man. They need to do some fucking. Go to take some graffiti classes or some shit. Go to Mirrors' graffiti school, yo.
Oh, shit. Well, actually, Plasma Slug, shout out to my boy Plaz.
Yeah,
he's got some good shit going on. Hit up his Instagram, man. He's got some lessons going on for the youngins, and I guess he could help out the older generation as well. Yeah, I got to give it to him because you know he's putting his work in too. He's got his street credit. He's got his credit with you know with
homie empties
everything
cans,
in general. So to speak. I don't want to, you know, just capitalize on one topic on him, but the man is nice. Hold on. The Alski Show wouldn't be complete if... Go ahead. You might as well open your mouth, bro.
This is a question from a non-graffiti writer.
Welcome, Sloan! TPA! It just blew up your spot. Go ahead, Sloan.
But don't you think that changing up your style, like, every 6 months... gives you inconsistency when you're trying to go all city or go all state or go all out of state.
All world. All right, put
all
it that
world.
Way.
It gives you some inconsistency as to recognition.
Listen,
what do you have to say about that?
Nah. I got to disagree. Go ahead, Gold.
If you're one of the elite real writers, you have a stamp. You know what I'm saying? Your throwy is your stamp, right? But it's got to be some good shit, man. If you're an older cat, yeah, all right, I'm with that shit. But if you a new cat, yo, and you trying to get your stamp out there, yo, come up with something better, man. That shit hurts my fucking eyes.
Well, listen, my A has changed many, many times. You know, from curves to jagged points to... You know, adding an eyeball, adding a fucking mouth, adding a fucking goatee. It's always the same, Sloan. You know what I'm saying? Like my Alskis, my 90s was a capital A. Now today I do a lowercase a. Does it make me inconsistent? No, it just makes me, you know, I guess diverse.
Yeah, but you didn't start in 2015.
No, agreed. But what I think Sloan was getting at was that, you know, if you're changing your style, what do you think the outcome is to
the
public?
Less people are going to recognize that shit.
But if you know your history, listen, Gold could cop a tag and people know it's Gold. Just by the G alone.
Only because I put in mad work.
Right. Now, when Gold does his signature A that goes over top his O, now for people that don't know what I'm talking about, you know, peep his page because it's a signature thing that Gold has been doing for a long time. Now, if you notice, the bottom of his L compared to the bottom of my L, the difference that I see in it, he's rounded on the bottom. I'm straight. Now, if I were to do Gold's letter, L, and incorporate it in an Alski, people will still know it's me, but you might get that the one with the smart eye saying, yo, that looks like Gold's L. All
right, come on, yo, we go outside and do it right now. Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Gold, have you changed your style in the last 5 years?
My feelings, no.
No.
Have you changed your style in the last 10 years?
No, not really.
I kind of have, yo. Because back in the day, I used to do my filling stretched out and shit, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And DG, rest in peace, DG NWC, he always used to tell me, yo, I love your filling stretched out, right? But now they be coming out like top heavy and shit. I do them like I try to like scrunch them up and do them top heavy instead of stretched out.
Yes.
I'm not trying to change it. They're just evolving.
It's not a change though. That's what I'm trying to get at.
He could do a stretched out piece
and he could do one that's tight. It's always gold. That's my point. That's my point.
But I do pieces and shit. You know, that's how I change my style. Yeah.
Well, your pieces...
Yeah, that shit right there.
Your pieces... your pieces are definitely unique.
Thank you.
Now, if you get a new jack, so to speak, looking at a gold burner compared to a your gold straight letter, bubble letter, whatever you want to call it, they're not going to be able to put this goal to this goal together.
Yeah, well, you know that's why when I do a burner, I try to always do a filling underneath it and shit.
Right, so which is another signature.
Yeah, so the people that don't know that I piece and shit, they do know that it's gold. So I do my stamp underneath that shit all the time.
Well, it's not only that, but you represent your RTH and, MIA and what is that, 1134?
Yeah, 1134 should have been a different... Should have been a lot different than it is. There was big plans behind that shit, and I don't even know what the fuck happened to that shit, man. That shit is a shame. It's like a fucking travesty to graffiti, man. That shit should have been a movement upon movements, especially in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of fucked the whole shit up. Like, not personally, but I had a big part in fucking the whole movement up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I should have just...
It's a big man to admit that.
Yeah. I should have went along with the whole shit because shout out to fucking Surfing Mint, right? Whatever. We were really good fucking friends, right? And we had a movement going on, you know what I'm saying? Like every borough. And they had some great thoughts. Mint, I'll give it to him. The kid is like a fucking mastermind and shit. When it comes to networking and just like business and shit like that. The kid is dope. Whatever, you don't want to sell out and shit like that. But once you get older, you realize, you know what I'm saying? You need, like, fuck that shit, man. Whatever, if you get it, you get it, you know? It's better than hustling fucking trees and shit like that, you know? So, I don't know, man. I should have fucking just put my tail between my legs and rocked out with fucking Surfing Mint. And let the movement go. Because, yo, we had some ill shit, man. CH, he's like the original RTH Prez. You know what I'm saying? Then you got my man Mega T2B Prez from Brooklyn. Boo 36 Prez. You got fucking... You had Since BTC TIT from the Bronx.
Yo, Since is nice.
Yeah, yo, we had like the top soldiers from every borough together. Just starting a movement, man, and that shit fucking it
fell apart.
Yeah, it fell apart, man.
But Papi, I'm gonna say this, and I don't mean to I'm not taking sides, but if at any point you need to put your tail between your legs, you need to get out of that situation.
Yeah, but now that shit, I don't know, man. Actually, y'all, I'm going to tell you, y'all, I've been on the phone with Since every fucking day, yo, for the last week talking about this shit, man. You're going to see, yo, me and him are going to go fucking crazy in like maybe like next month or two. We're gonna bring it back to like the early 2000s, yo, me and Since, right? He's been doing this thing again. I've been doing my thing again. We're going to link up on some crazy next shit. You know, we both wild, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I hope something good comes out of it. Because we both fucking deserve it, man. We've been putting in work for a long fucking time, man. And this shit is, like, getting sickening, man. The same fucking stupid corny-ass people are doing the same corny-ass shit. Like, I'm not trying to sell my filling, you know what I'm saying? But whatever. Whatever happens, I don't know. I hope something good happens, man. Shout out to Since, BTC, TIT, rest in peace, all the homies, though.
I have to say that this is fucking dope.
Of course it's dope. I mean, of course it's dope. I mean, if you don't think that's dope, then there's something fucking wrong with you. Maybe you're doing dope.
Word. I've been practicing peasing for a long time, man.
You know, your color schemes are off the hook. You know, I don't think you get a lot of credit for the work you put in, though. And I'm just speaking honestly.
I don't think I get credit either, man.
Gold. I mean, on my way out of New York State, because I used to drive a lot for my job. And
is that where you picked up your road rage?
Yeah, that's where I picked up.
The motherfucker got some nasty road rage.
So then I'm seeing gold in Brooklyn on the way out. I'm seeing gold in Staten Island on the way in. I'm seeing gold on the way out of Staten Island. I'm seeing gold on the way into Jersey. I'm seeing gold in the middle of Jersey. I'm like, who the fuck? This dude is really doing his thing. So much respect to that. Yeah. I wish I had the freedom to do that. Actually, that's why.
Listen, you have the freedom to do whatever you want to do. It's what you choose to do. That's the way I look at it. Listen, if you want a bomb, just keep some cans in your trunk.
I do keep cans in my trunk. Dude, you can't use them.
You go into my kitchen, you open up the cabinets, there's cans. You go into my closet, there's cans. You go here, there are cans everywhere. There's cans in my wife's car, cans in my car, cans in the saddlebags of my fucking motorcycles. I have cans everywhere. Not to brag or anything, but whether I use them or I don't, which I think I've been using them, it's always nice to have that, because to me, that's my escape sometimes. You know, everyday life is stressful. Bills are stressful. Family, you know, you have kids to feed.
Word.
Bills to pay. Every once in a while, you got to say, hey, fuck it. I'm out. I'm painting.
Word.
You know, and, you know, thank God that everybody around me supports what I do. And that's it. That's all I can say about it.
Well, I don't fucking support you.
Listen, this motherfucker, you make the phone call to Sloan, yo, let's go bombing. Yo, B, I can't, I'm working, blah, blah, blah. Right? He calls me, yo, B, I'm doing Tough City. I'm like, yo, nigga, I'm working today, bro. I can't do it. So, like, every time he asks me, I'm doing something, vice versa.
That's the way the world works, right?
When I start doing my shit, everybody's like, yo, why didn't you give me a call? It's like, well, you know, because you never pick up the fucking phone half of the time.
Yep.
And it is what it is. But eventually, we'll get our day.
Definitely.
Just like me and Gold. Me and Gold are going to go ham.
Yeah,
Gold,
going there.
Let me ask you a question. How sweet are those yards?
No.
Roughly. Just saying.
Sweet.
Out of the whole 50 sweet. States.
Yo, I don't know. The illest place I ever, man. I'll tell you, I don't know. I was down, yo, I got fam down in Baltimore, right? Okay. My man Casper, right? Hits crew, yo. Heavy in the streets. Represent RTH 1134. I've been friends with him since, like, the late 90s. Those kids and his crew, this other cat, Kerr and Vandal, I linked up with them years ago. Those kids, they had thousands and thousands and thousands of freights, back in the day. Mm-hmm. I used to go down there just to rock out the streets and shit, and they would bring me to the freight yards and that shit. Yo, you could post up with the fucking barbecue and all that shit. That shit is ridiculous. And it has the most freights in the whole United States. So whatever, man, I don't give a fuck because I ain't there. So I'll blow up all those spots, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That shit is sweet. But down here, I don't know, man. I think it's all good, man. Just be careful, man. Just whatever.
That's without a given.
Yeah, man. Everybody be careful out there, yeah.
Yep.
Question. Rambo missions or easy spots?
Gold does it all.
I don't know, man. Right now, in this time of my life, I'm about that strategic shit, man. Planning, like a lot of planning and shit, you know? I'll do anything, yo. Just as long as it's planned out properly and you're doing that shit like an adult, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
No hot boy shit. I ain't with that hot boy
shit.
That's
what sucks.
Yeah, how about back in the day, bro? We you know, I mean, you had some nice spots.
Yeah, because I was fucking drunk and high and shit and with like 30 kids on the corner.
Give a fuck, right?
Yeah. I had 30 kids watching my back, you know what I'm saying?
Not for nothing, bro. I'd look at spots that other than myself, that goal pulled off and other fucking street bombers. And I would always say it. How the fuck were these spots ever fucking done?
Yo, when you with 30 goons out in the street, like there's no fear.
Like,
you know,
an ill goon squad, right?
Yeah, man.
But then again,
great.
You know, the invisible goon armies. the focus that, you know, you're locked in. You know, me, as soon, no matter what I do, as soon as I hit that fucking cap and the paint comes out.
Yeah, it's on.
I lock in.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck what spot it is. And that's bad to say, because at this time of the game, I should be a little bit more, you know, cautious.
Yeah, you got to be cautious,
you know,
man.
But that lock and load, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
bro.
Man.
So do you, Sloan. Come on, when you used to do those floaters, you had a lock and load when you were rocking. You didn't give a fuck.
Once you were in or you were out.
That's it. You're committed. Do or die. Do it and get the fuck out.
Yeah, the other night, yo, I was doing, yo, I hate to paint by myself. I will not, like, I don't know. I'm not with that shit, yo. It's whatever. I don't like the risk, man. You know what I'm saying? But the other night, I seen some spot, a highway spot, and I was like, damn, I got to do this shit. And I did some creepy fucking crazy shit, creeping in for Dolo on some roof. I got up there for Dolo on the highway and shit. And I was like, damn, I'm Dolo right now. What the fuck am I doing, yo? I'm like a fucking crackhead, yo, for Dolo doing this shit. But now I've been driving past that shit every day for the last month, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's got to be a good feeling, bro, because I know that feeling.
Well,
it's shit. How about you, Sloan, when you used to fucking hit the fucking the trains, and you'd be at the platform, and you see your shit fucking, you know, rumbling into the station?
It was the greatest feeling,
son. It is.
Because I used to do a whole fucking... I used to hold fucking trains.
I wish, back in the day. I wish.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I went bombing by myself on a few occasions, and that brings you into peace, my dude.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know, man. When you've achieved ninja status, my dude.
But yo, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Right,
well, what do you mean by bombing solo? I mean,
you go by yourself. I know what you mean by it.
But like me personally, if I'm going solo, it's just copping tags.
Nah,
hitting a truck, you know, copping a tag here, there. Me personally, I wouldn't risk dropping a blockbuster on a street corner by myself.
Nah.
Yeah, if some bum ass tries to run up on you, yo, and you with two heads, yo, you fucking kick him in his ass.
That's the eyes.
That's where you develop your speed and your technique.
Oh, fuck the speed,
by
bro.
Yourself.
If I was packing the Mac in the back of the act, I wouldn't mind. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't down with that life, you know?
Listen, yeah. I ain't down with that.
You ain't
got to
be down with that life to do, you know?
I got to say, the funniest shit, a couple of months back, me and JRC are hitting a fucking, never mind what we're hitting, we're hitting something, and all of a sudden, I'm locked in. And JRC's like, yo, run. So we start running, right? JRC's dropping cans. And I'm looking and I'm laughing and I just stopped. I just started walking. And I'm like, yo, I haven't ran in over fucking 25 years. I'll be fucking damned if I'm going to fucking run right now. Make a long story short, everything was good. But JRC got balls. JRC was like, yo, dude, I dropped like 4 or 5 fucking cans. I'm going to get that shit. I'm like, go ahead. You know, we came together, we leave together. Grabbed his shit. And then, you know, we were on our merry way. Sad thing was that last hurrah that we were hitting happened to get yanked out. So, you know, there's one floating out there doesn't have no picture and has no outline on it.
Damn.
You know,
and that
sucks, you know. But that running shit, I'm not into that.
I had a couple of, like, the old school feelings of, like, I don't know about, like, back in the day with the real trains and shit, like, you're halfway through and that shit starts pulling out and shit.
What, from, like, the layups?
Yeah.
Nah.
That shit must have been, like, heartbreaking and shit. I, like, a couple of times with the freight, you know, them shit started moving, and I fucking ran from, like, a mile trying to finish with that shit. I could have got run over and all that shit.
Yeah, but we do a lot of crazy shit.
Yeah.
We do a lot of crazy shit. Now, if you're hitting the end of the car, all you had to do is just grab the ladder and fucking hold on for fucking dear life.
But I couldn't imagine with clean trains and shit.
Nah.
That shit is fucking crazy.
Is that, you know, you had these floaters. Obviously, you were hitting them in the layups. Am I right or am I wrong?
There was no other place to hit them.
And the reason why I say this is because floaters, to people that don't know, are basically in the middle of a fucking car. So now, you know, if you're in a train yard and you're standing next to that train, you're not getting that floater where Sloan had all his floaters. So for people that don't know, a floater is basically done on a platform layup.
Platform layups.
Hell, History 101. Platform
layups back in the day were the most visited. They were the most hot. They were the most, you know, that was the spot that everybody talked about, because everybody wanted a bomb, but everybody wanted a bomb comfortably.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be in between trains and, you know, doing
no
all
fucking
this
light and shit.
And no light, man. Yo, platform layups was the shit back in the day. So, you know, a crew who claimed a platform layup back in the day was a top notch crew.
Yeah.
Son, for
you
real.
A nice spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Your shit was coming out min every fucking day. Fuck that. So, you know, the ease of the movement and the ease of crossing over from one train to the next, you were on a platform, all you had to do was walk. But what's the difference nowadays when you do those big trains? Because I know that regular subway cars are one size, but freights.
Oh, yeah, that shit is ridiculous, man. Yo, I don't know, man. Like, I don't even know what the fuck is making me do these shits, yo. I don't even like them, yo. These people, I don't know, man.
You do it because you hate it?
Yeah, man. It's just like, I don't know. I don't even like them, man. For years, I don't even like them. I just go, I don't even bother doing burners. I go in, I'll do fucking 900 fillings just to get my rocks off, you know what I'm saying?
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well.
Listen, I'd rather hit 10 cars than just concentrate on one with
man.
Color.
Because, yo, if that shit is driving next to the highway and shit, right? If it's driving next to the highway and you see 10 gold fillings and you see one fucking burner, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's gonna stand out? The 10 gold
fillings. Yeah, word up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Are you ready then? Are you ready on the Alski show to announce your retirement and just do legal stuff?
Hell no.
I want to see that.
Look, come on, man. Fuck that. I'll answer for him. Goal isn't retiring.
I
want to
see that.
I joke around. Joke around every day.
Nah, ain't happening.
I joke around every day. I'm like, yo, I'm going to retire.
Yeah, and you laugh to yourself.
And I fucking, I'm like, yeah. And then that night I go out and I do a filling.
People that can't see, Goal is smiling right now because it ain't fucking happening.
Every day, yo, I say,
yo,
it ain't
happening. Where am I going to see this, son? Where did you do this?
That shit is in Newark. That shit is in Newark, yo.
It was a legal spot?
It was legal. Semi-legal, yo.
Yeah, you sold up a Chinese menu. Yeah,
exactly.
Paperwork.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of painting in Jersey. I don't know, ever since I linked up with this guy, Emo, and Typer, MHS, and that whole squad. I've been painting, like, the last year, I've been painting with those guys. I don't like to hop around a lot, you know what I'm saying, but if somebody shows you love and they're giving you fucking walls and like it's just like a real friendship, you know what I'm saying? Like, why not rock with it? You know what I'm saying? They're good
shouts
guys.
Shouts to Emo, son.
Yeah. And shouts to Typer, yo.
Fuck that.
Yeah, word up. Shout him out.
Shouts to Azer.
New Jersey's up in the fucking house.
Yeah. They do some nice
shit. They got
shit.
Jersey on lockdown. Jersey's theirs, yo.
Fuck that.
Listen, I mean,
you better ask permission if you go to Jersey, son.
We got your special guest over here, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yo, come on. You got to bring him up.
Yo, special guest.
Wrap shit up.
Yo, I brought my special guest.
Come on, bring the special guest
on.
Come on,
shit. We got my man. Yo, we got right here. Yo, we got one of the ill cats from Brooklyn. Legendary fill-ins. Beautiful fill-ins. Yo, put me on to parts of Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? One of the cats I've been friends with for a long fucking time, man. The president of T2B crew. Rest in peace to Ty and shit.
We got
Mega T2B, Mega the Mangler. Word up, go cop his album. You know what I'm saying?
Mega. Big shout out to Mega. Welcome to the Alski show, my brother.
What up, Alski? What's good? What's poppin', y'all?
Same old shit, brother. Same old shit.
Go
another day, another dollar.
We in the building.
What part of Brooklyn you from, friend?
Sunset Park.
Oof, that's what's up.
All day. That's where I learned, you know what I mean?
Write?
How to do my thing, how to cover my craft.
What you write?
T2B all day, Mega, M-E-G-A.
Come on, man. How many fucking
That's
times you fucking
is.
Got
no,
to
no,
say?
No. He had to say it on the mic.
That's how it is.
Well, okay. Well, what is
Mangling
it? Like fucking proof of the pudding? I mean, he was introduced.
The proof is in the pudding. Huh?
Well, that's right. Right here on the Alski show. What up?
Thanks only.
This is the top MC out of our squad. You know what I'm saying? Top MC.
Oh, shit. So you're going to bust some freestyle? Come on.
All right.
You know what? Yeah, you're going to get it in. Come on. Let's hear a little sign.
You're on the strip. You can find me. trying to corner the market. To lock every block is the target. Under my wing, the struggle I harness. Along with the troubles and carnage, I'ma always hustle regardless. These streets raised me, then made me into a dope artist. You see, whatever I pitch, I sell. Here's a coke with that fish scale. With this voice, I'm paid. That's why I spit about myself. I'll be damned if I fail to be great. I can't rain hail, snow and earthquake. My lyrical fitness stays in shape. 20's a gram, 10.8, my thick as beige. And I got the white EA. Yo, test my dough, fill up your face with more metal than Destro. So play it safe, stay in your place before your food gets ate. In the club over your diamond clusters, cause my heart's a spade. Alski all day.
The mangler.
That's what's up. Oh, yo, the mangler is going to put a little sun together so
Sunset
we can rock.
Park.
Yo.
You already know, yo.
Sunset That's Park up. Representing. Oh, yeah.
Fuck Sunset Park. What's up, Mega?
Yo.
Alright.
Son, you got
fighting some, album. Fighting some legal issues right now, but you know, it's a different story.
But that's part of your everyday life, bro. We all got struggles, and you know what? We all wish you well.
Yeah.
And give us a little something about the street bombing and MCing and...
Well, it's like, I've been...
Show the love.
I've been going in, well, basically, graphing started with my father.
Mm-hmm.
My father used to take me and my brother, like, just tagging.
He would
just have... I remember one time going to 59th Street train station, and he had like a speed stick marker with the Garvey in it.
There you go.
You know, with the racer. Oh, with the eraser,
you ain't got to tell me. I know.
And he'll tell me and my brother, yo,
fucking Garvey,
you go over
shit.
Here, you go over there. You know what I'm saying? To look.
That's it.
And so it'll be like, all right. So we'll be like, all right. And I'll go halfway down the station. He'll go
now,
halfway.
Did,
my brother will go halfway
down the
station.
Did your father write?
Yeah, he wrote Sam's
mind?
One.
Sam's One.
Yeah, S-A-M-S.
Okay. Now, your father brings you bombing, and this is back...
I'm gonna tell you, this was in the 80s.
Okay.
So I was like maybe like 85, about maybe
how
5 or
cool,
6.
How cool is it that you could refer to this? Like the way I take my daughter with me on occasion with the legal spots and everything.
Yeah.
That's gotta be the coolest shit. You must have thought your dad was the shit. You and your brother were like, look at this shit. That's gotta be cool.
It was weird at first. I was like,
still, man. I mean, yo, my daughter is like my daughter is my spitting image.
I don't
want a street bombing. I mean, because she's underage.
Uh-huh.
When she's of age, she could do whatever she wants because who the fuck am I to say no?
That's true.
Now, back in the 80s, I mean, I can't see me and my father bombing. I mean, that's pretty cool. I thought I had a good relationship with my daughter.
I'll tell you, there's only a couple people that could honestly say that.
And
I would like to give a shout out to Euro AS.
There
that's
you go.
One. Set up KCW. Devs KCW. My brother as well. He's SS1 now. You know, it's because he took over the tag.
Mm-hmm.
Ty RIP, Ouch RIP, XL RIP. Those are three right there. Those three people that like are really dear to me. It basically goes back to where even my father would roll up walls for us.
Wow, that's fucking cool.
Like we'll go to the end line and he'll bring like two buckets of paint with him, rollers, and be like, "What the hell?" And he'll.
Roll
up, boom, boom, boom. Be like, yo, here's your piece in spots.
Roll away, fuck
and then
that.
He'll leave, awesome.
He'll
leave, and then like 3-4 hours later, he'll come back. Oh, yo, where's the rest of the paint? Oh, I just did my own outlines over here with the paint. I'm like, what? And we'll go by and be like, yo, what the hell's going on?
Hey, listen, you got to get it in too. What the fuck?
You know, it was just good. You know, it's a good feeling.
It is. That when you could share something like that with your father, fuck yeah,
it's
bro.
A fact.
Fuck that.
It's a fact.
You changing gears right now. You have lyrical content. What are you doing with that?
Well, basically, I dropped the English Spanish album, which is on YouTube. I mean, on iTunes, and it's
you
on
do the
CD
whole
Baby.
Reggaeton thing.
Nah, it was like,
come on,
give the
call letters out. How could I and my listeners and Sloan?
Well, you go to iTunes.com, right? And
iTunes.com.
You look up 89 Verona.
89 Verona.
It was a group that I was a part of a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And they have, like, that's one album that I dropped. Other than that, you go to SoundCloud.com and look up Mega the Mangler and see my stuff there. You go to YouTube, look up the same thing, Mega the Mangler, and you'll see my videos as well. I direct, I produce, I do editing, I do everything imaginable when it comes to art. I do it.
There you go.
Like, it's like rapping. I've been doing it since I was 16. Because it came about because my brother was spitting first. Because my brother's like a year and a half older than me.
Okay.
So him and his peoples, they would be in the room just rapping and everything like that. And I said, listen. And I'd be like, nah, he should never said that. Should have said it this way. Should have said
it
that
it.
Way.
And then
my boys would always critique me and be like, yo, if you keep listening to this, you know what I'm saying? Why can't you, you know? And then it got to the point where I was just like, I was like, you know what? I was like, you know what? I'm gonna basically I started delving into the dictionary a lot. Started understanding words.
So you, did you use like a thesaurus to break it down?
No, for real.
I'm not being funny.
Facts. Like, I wanted to know different way of words, how to say the word, how to use it differently. That's why my diction is up to par like that. You know, it's that's how I like to do it. I don't like to sound like if I'm stupid. You know, really, I like to sound like to where it's a story behind it, and it's actual something relevant. Besides, chains.
Yes.
You know, cars, materialism.
Yes.
You know, I like to give you a little scoop.
Don't rap to me about the $200,000 car.
Yeah, that I don't drive
with the 30-inch rims, and I'm living. In the hood.
Facts.
Paying $600 on a Section 8 apartment, son. Don't talk to me about that shit.
You got a voucher.
Don't talk to me about that shit.
You got a voucher.
Talk to me about real shit.
But Mega drops the first real LP, fresh dope album, yo. Y'all gonna see, yo. The storytelling is bananas, yo. The kid's storytelling is bananas. Yo, the collaborations are bananas. The beats are bananas. All that shit. Yo, I'm behind this cat 110%.
Good looking.
Since day one.
Shit, you know if Gold's behind it, fuck, it can only get better. Question, young man.
Yeah.
Where's the state of rap as you see it now?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. That's what I say.
Oh, boy.
These motherfuckers.
Yeah, honestly, to tell you the truth, I haven't really listened to music like that.
You don't listen to the radio?
I can't.
Thank God.
I can't. It's like I'm so fucked up with payola. You know,
your ears are good. Payola, son.
Yo, it's like they killed the artist.
Yes, it did.
You know, I don't want to hear the same song 50,000 times a day.
The record companies are running the playlist on the radio 24 hours a day.
Dude, you're going to blow niggas' speakers up. I'll fucking step
back. Fuck that.
I feel the aggression. I feel the anger.
I feel that shit. I'm mad, son.
Yeah, you always feel that mad. Shit. Mr. fucking road rage.
Tell me why you mad.
Old dirty. Get your fucking grill off the fucking mic, bro. You're going to fucking pierce my ears.
Again, I ask you, where's the state of rap as you see it today?
It could be way better than what it is.
Absolutely.
Way better than what it is.
110%
It's like the lyrical content, everything's the same.
There is no lyrical content.
Exactly.
How about like that moaning shit background, bro? It's like... I can't even get into it because I can't fucking deal with it. I can't. I got my daughter listening to shit. I'm like, get this fucking shit off. It's like fucking garbage. It's like fucking headache. Like, not for nothing. How many times must you say... Work, 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 work. Oh, baby, you can work, 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 work. Where the fuck is the originality, bro?
Yeah, it's true.
I gotta take a shit. Yo, I ain't getting paid. What the fuck? No disrespect to the artists out there.
And not only that, the most important thing that could be said is the denigration of our women.
Yes.
The denigration of our culture.
Yeah, this is true.
We do this, we do weed, we smoke, you know, this, and we drink lean. No, we don't, my nigga. That's not what we do. That's not what we do.
Where the lean at?
Oh! I got that cough syrup.
Listen, not for nothing, but back in our era with, you know, the Run DMC and fucking Eric B and Rakim, people had their outtake and opinion on the violence, but... Let me just remind everyone, that was the way of life, and that was a lyrical assassin telling the truth, not talking shit. This is my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm, that's a fact.
Today, you got to get more artists to get a bit of that old school into the new shit and get those fucking beats up to grade, bro, because... Some of these beats are just fucking...
It's all down south.
Straight out your ass.
It's like New York, see, people got it misconstrued. New York is where it started at, right? Hip-hop music is where it started at, in New York. People should be biting us. We are the lyrical mecca of where it is.
Just
you know
like
what I
the
mean?
Grav game, same
yeah, exactly.
Shit.
Exactly. You know, it's where we're pioneers. It's like, people don't understand. It's like...
This is true.
It's like... When you know your history, you know, you talk about Grandmaster Flash. You know, you talk about Soul Sonic Force. You know what I'm saying? You talk about Africa Bambaataa.
Just
you know
taste mean? The funk.
That's where, yo, that's where, see, I'm an 80s baby. I know what it is to actually be breakdancing on cardboard boxes wearing your Adidas with no laces.
There you go.
Wearing your Puma suits. You know what I'm saying? Where you know who was hustling on the block because they were wearing Louis Vuitton rain jackets. You know what I mean?
How about the BVDs, like, bro? That might be a little bit before your time.
No, I feel you. We had
the BVDs with the creased fucking Lees.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Shell tops, Pumas, the whole nine yards. Yeah, it was good. It was different.
Motherfuckers used to roll up with Gucci interiors in the truck.
How about the fucking Sherlings, the sheepskins?
Yeah, that's taking it back.
I had the hat, the gloves, all that good shit.
Yeah, that's
a fact.
You remember that?
But look, you know, I mean, the music is totally different. I mean, I don't see why it would get worse because I'm a true believer in shit just gets better.
Yeah, fact.
But the more I listen to fucking today's music, I just shut it off.
No, don't get me wrong. You got some artists that are good.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah,
they're not doing what they want.
But the problem is with that is you get one good track and you hear that shit every fucking 6 minutes.
It's true.
That's payola,
that
son.
Kills it.
I think the people, you really gotta go look for the shit that you want. You know?
You gotta get your Kool G Rap type of rapper.
Ill Street Blues.
All right. Homie's still there. You just gotta go look for him.
Absolutely. Yep. Now, Kool G Rap to me is one of the greatest.
Yeah,
that's it. Today, who could you compare to Kool G Rap, KRS-One, Nas? There's no one on that level. I mean, in my opinion, there's really no one on that level.
Don't say Jay-Z.
Nah, you can't. I was going to say Kendrick Lamar is, you know, he's all right. Kendrick Lamar, he's there. He has substance.
I can't even fuck with that shit.
But, you know, it's just...
I make two of us.
It's just the fact that, you know, times change, but it's just that we are the, like you just said, things got to get better, not worse.
There you go.
You know what I mean? It's like these people making, you know, there's people out here that really do good music and they're not getting paid.
But then you got people making
bullshit music.
Listen, I got a shout out Fura U5. Now,
that's my dude.
He went by a different name. You know, in the music game, and him and his brother Booby Sone, rest in peace, Sony. Dude, these guys could tear up a fucking mic, and Fura to this day could tear up a mic. Now, why wasn't he signed? Because probably of, you know, your money hungry agents and whatnot.
You got to meet the right people. Right, you got to meet the right time.
Absolutely. Now, today, you got so much junk out there, and they're getting paid big dollars. How about the people that really deserve a fucking break? How about those shit-ass motherfuckers that are making money, grab one of those street corner fucking rappers and fucking put them on the way it's supposed to be done?
Wu-Tang be doing that shit since day one.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I see lacking in the music industry. You know, okay, you'll get somebody like Jay-Z that brings somebody on. All right, fine. But Jay-Z's making a killing on it. I'm talking about your average guy making good money, putting together a little label, and getting all his boys out there.
Facts.
You know, once you get on, you're on your own, so to speak. Just like Wu-Tang. They went their separate ways. They did their thing. They put other people on as well. Their music was great. They're a staple. They're an icon.
I'm about to start the label.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to start the label.
My opinion in the music world, help out the one that needs that help. That's all I can say.
I was actually going to start. You know, I was working on a mixtape. It was called Street Credibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
I put my heart into that shit. I got deep into the hip-hop shit, right? I met a lot of fucking people. I had a lot of tracks, a lot of people working for me, all of that shit, right? I was getting deep into that shit. I should have started a label, yo, but I didn't because I wasn't smart enough at the time. I was just collecting music, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I wanted Mega to be my first artist on the label and shit. But law, fucking trouble with law and all that bullshit, right? It just kept putting both of us back and back and back.
Part of everyday fucking
now,
society.
Now, I don't know, after this conversation, I might start the shit up again. You know what I'm saying?
Well, make sure you shout me out on one of those fucking That's
questions.
All I gotta say.
Goal.
Yes.
Are you gonna be a music producer in the near future?
Yo, I'm gonna tell you, rest in peace, my man, Insight. Right? He was my number one producer,
Thanks.
Engineer, all around MC, all of that shit, right? This kid, he was unfucking believable. The kid, overdosed on fucking dope. I'm just telling...
You're gonna overdose on something.
I'm just telling... No, that's just a story, yo. Another waste of talent, yo. All you young bucks out there, yo, don't... Yo, I don't know, man. It's not fucking cool, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you right now, man. Yo, this kid could have been... He could have been... The biggest thing, man. The kid was awesome, man, and he fucking died. Yeah,
a lot of people leave us too soon in any type of fucking thing that we do, whether it's graffiti, music, photography, actors.
I'm not advocating no drugs, none of that bullshit, man. None of that shit. Yeah.
To each his own is what I say. Just do what you do wisely.
Do your thing, whatever it is that you're gonna do.
That's it.
Pointing fingers and we ain't laying blame.
Mega.
My dude. Do your thing.
Mega.
Do your thing in moderation. Do your thing so that when you doing your thing, you wake up the next day, my dude.
Word up.
Well, with that all being said,
are you going to be his first artist signed to his label?
What's the shout out?
Yeah, boy. Let's make these millions, baby.
Let's get those shout outs.
The shout out Sunset Park. My nigga Mega's in here. That's all day, baby.
Yeah.
Word up.
Go.
Fucking slow. All right,
man.
Fucking killing the microphone.
I'm going to give some shouts right here. Right?
There we go. Let's
so
give the shout outs.
All the day ones. Yo, the MIA crew. Heels. Kev's. Kevlar. Kevlo. Hit him up on IG. You got.
Vials.
Yeah, we got Vials. Past. We got E-Rock, DJ E-Rock, hit him up on the 1134mixshow.com. Who else, man? You got Mr. Mags, my homie, new sidekick, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Mags, too bad he couldn't be here today.
Actually, I thought he was going to swing through. Next time,
we'll
get him on.
Definitely next time. Yo, shout to the Bronx, Just, 9 Volt, Since, shout out to the whole Staten Island, shout out to Wu-Tang.
Shaolin.
Yeah. And all those toys out there ringing bells in the streets. Yo, shout out to y'all. Buy my canvases.
My man going all weekend. Shout out the toys and shit.
Word up. Y'all buy my canvases. Yo, peace.
And we out like a trial, bitches. Another episode of the Alski Show right here from All The Right. We're gonna take it out with those three blues. My man Cool G Rap.
I gotta give a shout out to George.
I'm always a shout out to the brother George.
I'm so grateful for his success. Come see the store located on Corona Avenue in the heart of Elmhurst. It's called All The Right. Nigga, you ain't dip if you ain't buying from here.
What it is.
There you go. Plenty of colors. Montana Blacks, Beltans, 600 mils. Get those silvers if you know what I'm talking about.
George, get the exclusives up in here.
That's right. Nice. Don't forget to check my fucking website, www.altacrash.com. Tune in to thealskishow.podomatic.com and subscribe. It's free.
It
was a good show.
Oh, yeah, one more shout out, yo.
It's always a good show.
Yo, Vandal Squad, yo. Suck my dick.
Oh shit. Nothing but love.
We are like a goldfish.
Yeah.
All you haters out there, go style, go fuck yourself. Big shout out to Vic 2.
Stromboli.
Shout out to Era, U2K, Popo, DTF.
501. Know your history, motherfucker.
Shout out to my brother Notice. BTC crew. Oh, fuck it. Keep shouting them out.
Yo, shout out to what? KH crew. Yo, shout out to Net PI crew. Shout out to ZN RTH crew.
Show TDC. SG1.
Boo 3.
36.
Troop U5, I see you, fam.
Shout out to all my hoes.
Shout out to Smurf. Shout out to AA Mob. Boots, DR, letter BR, I see you, fam.
Shout out to Sasha.
Shout out to my brother, Hantos.
Fade, AA Mob.
Big shout out to fucking Gold, motherfucker. Yeah.
Yo, Free Sendo.
Who else we seen?
Mega.
Yeah, Mega.
Mega.
We're full effect all day. You know what I'm saying? Alski Show got it popping. You know what I mean? It's what it is.
Big
that's how we get it in.
KN1.
You know? Sloan, what's good? You already know.
Spend Crush Proof.
What's that?
Yo, my dude Spend. Mice.
Big shout out to Mr. Magic and the Rap Attack.
Big Nels, 11368, 3CF, DTC, and all the boys down on 37th Avenue. I see you.
Shout out to the brother Ecto for
Brick Man, Cello.
HD, U5.
U5 all day, baby.
Texa.
Rest in peace to Sony Slick. I see Arc U5.
Big shout out to the Rob Reps. Check them out on IG.
Meso, MCS.
You lose.
Mention the squad.
And we out like a trout, bitches.